Good morning, it's cool. I'm Mike in the morning. Boy, it kind of feels like Halloween weather out there with all the wet and the windy. And we just got some great news. A Halloween holiday tradition will continue. Camp Crystal is going to happen again. And we've got Billy Stapleton on the phone this morning. So, Billy, I guess we get to run with the zombies after all. That's exciting.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so tell me where Camp Crystal is located. It's an amazing Halloween display. Where is it located exactly?
In the corner of 16th and Turpin.
Billy, tell people why you do Camp Crystal.
We have over 4,000 homeless teenagers in our city. I'm partnered with the Power Center at Alaska Behavioral Health, formerly known as AYA. Alaska Behavioral Health runs the Power Center. Every Halloween, I collect things. I have bins right in front of my garage. This year, we could use toothbrush, toothpaste, bathroom supplies like deodorant, feminine hygiene stuff, socks, underwear, shampoo, those kind of things. Or if you want to make a cash donation, you can go to Power Center at Alaska Behavioral Health on Facebook or the Alaska Behavioral Health website.
So you'll have a DJ, a food truck, lots of candy for the kids, and we get to run like a zombie. You need anything else, Billy?
Yeah, I'm always looking for sponsors. I have businesses that sponsor me with candy, and I put their company name on my sponsor board.
So give us the Camp Crystal Halloween rundown one more time, Billy.
Running of the zombies will be at 7 p.m. I'll have the block party barricades up at 5. So if anyone wants to become a vendor or donate candy, they can email me at campcrystal907@gmail.com. And I'm looking for zombies. If you want to be a zombie, show up at 7 o'clock.
Billy, you do good stuff to help a lot of young folks, and we're very appreciative. You are very cool.
Well, thank you very much.